So what was the reading here for the last extraction? See if that's good enough to serve to a few people.
Yeah, this should be all right. 124. 20% extraction.
20%.
Still a little high, but...
Yeah, you aim between 18 and 19, or what is it you were saying earlier?
On this coffee, 19 to 20.
So 19 to 20, so we're quite good. Wow.
Right. See you later.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Wow. So let's taste this.
This is about my sixth attempt, so...
Exciting stuff. Tim, the maestro, is gone now. He's gone to do some cupping. But Chris, what do you think? Think that's going to be good?
The master said it's in the parameters. I am praying to the coffee gods that it's good.
We're praying here. Fingers crossed, toes crossed. Cool. Because this is a Yirgachev that, Tim roasted. He's gone off. He's doing some cupping. I don't know where. I'm going to catch up with him in a minute. But let me taste this. Well, the bitterness is gone, that's for sure. Okay. Have you tasted it, Chris?
I haven't tasted it yet, no.
You know, that really puts this contraption, the... what's it called?
The refractometer.
Yeah, the refractometer really into its own, because... This was worth waiting for, Chris. And Chris is so cool, because he never lost his nerve. He never lost his ambition and enthusiasm for... Yeah, doing it justice, right?
It's... If it's not done well, then... There's no point in doing it, you know.
Have you tasted it? Taste it. Just doing a bit of cupping. Cupping spoon in his back pocket. Lovely, isn't it? That's smooth and round and no bitterness at all.
That's better.
That's great. Better. That's a good coffee.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So you're going to keep it at that?
I'm going to keep it, yeah.
So roughly. What's the grind then, Chris?
The grind is at about 4 to 4.5 at the
okay.
moment.
Okay, we're using the Mahlkönig...
It's
just a grinder that... what's that model? I'm going to have a look at that model. What's it called? This is... It's just a square-looking grinder. But that grinder, Chris, does mainly do filter coffees, right?
That could be used for anything.
Espresso as well? Does it go really fine?
I don't know how fine it goes, but... I would imagine that
right.
probably turn it right on.
Right,
fine.
This is lovely, hey?
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
This is lovely, yeah.
This one's going to be even better.
Even better. I like that, Chris. Chris is really enthusiastic, I must say. You're a bit of a perfectionist as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long have you been in coffee then?
For 7 years.
Right.
But only properly for 2.
Okay, you know. Okay. Great. So what's your aspirations? Do you want to have your own coffee shop, or do you want to go into roasting?
I want to be World Latte Art Champion.
World Latte Art Champion. Right. Did you compete this year?
No, I'll compete next year.
Will you?
Hopefully.
Okay, cool.
All things being good.
That's great. So forget the filter coffees. You're going to move over to having some some espresso. And
I just think... as a barista, you should know everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter whether you're espresso, latte, you need to know how to make coffee.
Yep.
And the only way to know how to make good coffee is to keep practicing.
Yep.
And keep learning.
Yep.
All the different styles, and
yep.
then you can be an expert.
Absolutely, you know. Great. Cool. Wow, spend some time here with Tim and Chris on the brew bar. Doing the Chemex, and I tell you what, I've actually never tasted the Chemex, so for me that experience was quite unbelievable. Coffee Mama Jumbo is really enjoying that experience here in Nice, at the world of coffee in France, southern France, on the Côte d'Azur. Stay tuned, because I'm going to wander around more.